A judge in Delaware is scheduled to hear arguments this week in a lawsuit surrounding a controversial anti-smoking ad. The American Legacy Foundation, one of the nation's largest public health groups, had radio commercials last year implying that tobacco companies add to cigarettes a chemical found in dog urine. Lorillard, the maker of Newport cigarettes, is suing to stop the ads, which it says are offensive and false. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The lawsuit brings to a head a long-simmering controversy between the tobacco industry and the American Legacy Foundation, which sponsors hard-edged anti-smoking ads. As part of its so-called truth campaign, the foundation aired this radio commercial, in which a man calls Lorillard with a business proposition.
I'm a professional dog walker by trade, and my dogs, well, they pee a lot, usually on like fire hydrants and people's flower beds. I thought that's a total waste of quality dog urine, and why not collect it and sell it to you tobacco people? Well, see, dog pee is full of urea, and that's one of the chemicals you guys put into cigarettes, and I was just hoping to make a little extra spending cash.
Lorillard, the nation's fourth largest cigarette maker, calls the commercial malicious and unfair. The company says urea is a chemical found naturally in tobacco leaves, not a substance added to cigarettes at the factory. Lorillard is suing to stop the Legacy Foundation from running ads that, in the company's words, vilify the tobacco industry. Lorillard spokesman Steve Watson says the dog walker commercial is a personal attack against the company and its workers.
The radio ad secretly taped our employees without their consent and knowledge. It insinuated that we add dog urine to our cigarettes, which was both gross and factually inaccurate, and also suggested that we put or add urea to our product, which we do not. And we made them aware of that, but they continue to run the ads, and that's wrong.
At the center of the advertising dispute is the unusual way the Legacy Foundation gets its money. The nonprofit group was created as part of the 1998 National Tobacco Settlement. Cigarette companies agreed to give the foundation $1.5 billion for a campaign to dissuade young people from smoking. But Watson says the group has overstepped that mandate.
We support the stated mission of the American Legacy Foundation. It's just we believe that their focus should be to educate effectively to kids about the addictiveness and the health risks associated with smoking, not secretly taping our employees and spreading false information.
Legacy President Cheryl Healton concedes the advertisements might be considered shocking. She says they have to be to reach teenagers, but she denies the ads are malicious.
If you seriously think about the fact that 420,000 Americans prematurely lose their life every year as a result of premature death due to this product, I think we have gone nowhere near crossing the line that one could cross if one wanted to make it a true war.
This isn't the first time the foundation's ads have attracted criticism. 2 years ago, the group came under fire from cigarette companies for a TV commercial that showed body bags piled up outside Philip Morris headquarters. A University of Michigan study last year concluded the Legacy ads are working. It said they're partly responsible for a steady decline in teen smoking. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.